Welcome back to Dicey Situations, everyone. I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Or playing Teluga.
All right, gang. Well, you guys know the drill. Last one ended kind of messy, so let's get right into our recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, our motley crew returned to Slubledrip with an unconscious Kimmy packed. Unfortunately, even Maumeen's healing magic wasn't enough to completely break her curse. And after a quick business meeting about the future of Crud's discount sandwiches, the gang began their preparation for the trouble ahead. With the Battle of the Bands just around the corner, Cosmo did his best to teach the Chaos crew some basic chords and instruments. Later, Teluga began his Ba-Pu-Gol training in the Way of the Pleam with Uncle Gulp. The Plope of Bleebly was a natural in the ways of his ancestors and was able to not only keep up with his uncle, but defeat Gulp and learn more of the ancient Kuotoa secrets. Where last we left our heroes, Teluga has just performed a forbidden kazoo technique with unspeakable fecal power.
Unspeakable fecal
power. Very nice. Fecal.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. You know, sometimes you get to accept your flowers when they're due. And I'm pretty proud of that one.
Looking forward to that award ceremony.
I think we should probably start this session. I think you guys just see... Cosmo and Theo are just like standing near the river while a couple of these Kuotoa mages just use like control water to just hose you guys down. fully hosing you guys down.
Really get in there.
Yeah.
Bend, Saya, bend.
Spread.
Whoa. Let's keep it business, not pleasure. Okay.
Teluga, you are... Teluga, I don't think we actually figured out what happened. How do your bowels perform during this ritual?
I'm going to do a luck check.
You know, why not?
To snap that cloaca shut.
Were you wearing the assless chaps during it?
No, they got mended, remember?
Oh, right.
Unfortunately.
I rolled a 9. Right. My first performance, I couldn't control the powers. Shat in my pants.
You can see Uncle Gulp is like, oh, my nephew. I was so impressed. What a powerful note. I've spilled my chowder. And see, there's a couple more of these small Kuotoa that are just little catfish guys just shaping water and spraying everyone down in the vicinity.
Cosmo's like, is that where the chowder comes from?
It's a figure of speech.
Oh, thank God.
I hope. I hope.
What would you boys like to do? You got the Battle of the Bands coming up soon. It's like about a day away now, so what is the play?
Now that I've avoided the brown note,
yeah,
I'd like to rejoin the crew.
Yeah, you glide up to this strange sight as in the center of this training pit.
What is that?
Make a perception check for me.
It's the smell of power, son.
Power? It is powerful.
4?
You make like a big gooey nose with huge like cartoonish nostrils.
It stank. It's a powerful stank.
One of the
stings the nostrils.
A Kuotoa flies in your mouth. Gets stuck. His little fish legs are kicking.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I rub my feet on the carpet, touch the doorknob, and plug my nose and blow. Ike Eisenhower goes flying out.
I'm sure I have a really wet sound effect somewhere in my sound pack that we will add right there. Okay. You can see at this point, some of like the kobolds and Yarno have come up and they're like, how'd it go? You all look wet. What is that smell? That's strong. It's pungent.
It's the smell of power.
All right, well, you powerful maniacs ready to go fucking pull this heist? I'm pretty excited to get things going here. I want to meet this Kiki. She sounds cool.
Yeah.
You're going to love her.
She's pretty chill, actually.
Yeah. Oh,
perfect.
Can I get a group perception check from everybody?
7.
17?
Nat 20.
24.
You guys are all kind of gathered around in Theo and Cosmo, because you guys were kind of like getting off of the bank of the water as you guys were getting dried off a little bit. You look and you can see there's a really small boat kind of gliding towards Slubledrip. It looks dwarvish in nature. And with a nat 20, you can see that there is a small dwarven guard on the boat and he's holding a flag with the king's symbol on it. Kind of just floating down toward the water and is like, hello! Hello! I come bearing a news. And you see there's just a tiny one of these fire-belly dwarves kind of pulls up to the shore of the boat and kind of stumbles out of it. Hello, I come bearing a message from the king. Who is the leader here?
Daddy? I look to Gulp. It's still you, yeah?
Oh, yes, I'll handle this.
Okay.
Kind of waddles down. How can I help you, dwarf? We received a letter from some wardens from Titi Goal. So we're here to, I just have a message from the king. It's an invitation. And, it's like, oh, that's fine. Let me get your father. Titi Gini! yells across. And, Gene's like, fuck! You just hear it, like, further into Simple Drip. But he walks up with, Gamey Green, the little smaller druid.
Oh, we got a message?
She's very excited.
I love this character.
Oh, it's crazy. Huh? When they got a letter so soon.
She walks up. Letter to the king, from the king. You are cordially invited to a celebration. His handwriting is terrible. It has been long since our dwarven peoples have come together, but he's pretty excited about it. It looks like you're invited. They're having a big band performance. He's going to be celebrating. So I've been authorized to give you guys these special wristbands. He has a little case. It kind of looks like a Coachella case you would get reopened up. And there's like little floofy little wristbands inside. Give me an investigation or arcana check on this box, if you would.
0.
3.
Okay.
Nat 20 for a 21 on Arcana.
Fuck you.
12. It's our god.
As Game of Green's like, cool, I love a wristband. She's like going to get it. You with a nat 20 can notice that there is a strange magic in each of these wristbands. The nat 20, you would know there are tiny gem shards, much like the necklaces that you pulled off of Kimmy, in each one of these little wristbands.
I'd probably stop everyone from taking it. What's this faint bit of magic we got here? What's up with this?
No idea. Just the messenger. The king seemed pretty excited. His advisors were excited that you guys were here, so they sent some wristbands for the whole group to come.
Cool. Could I have the box?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Hands it to you guys. This has been great, and a message from the king. He just kind of gets back in the boat and paddles away.
Inside check and see like if he was flubbing any.
Sure. Yeah. Give me an inside check.
Oh, I believe. That's a 9.
I mean, yeah, I'll tell you, this guy is literally just a messenger. Was just here to deliver some bracelets.
Well,
some
good thing we bracelets. Didn't shoot the messenger.
You never shoot the messenger.
What was that?
I'm just teaching my son manners. You
float
never
away.
Shoot the messenger.
I'm floating float away now. I'm floating away.
I mean, I can still shoot him.
No.
So what's wrong? Not your bodyguard.
Way down in the caverns of the Nocturne Lake. And you see Gamergan's like, what the hell,
Blee Blee, I want to get a bracelet. It'll look good with Charles.
Toluga, hold the old lady back.
Oh, what are
you doing now? Gabby, would you like to experience some wet? There's a river right here. You're so dry, why not dampen up?
Okay, I mean, sure. Gotta give it a whirl.
I guess I'll just like splash some water.
Oh, this is fun. I'm wet.
Quick, Bleebly, explain.
Would Yarno have identify?
Yarno is like an artificer. Yeah, totally.
Okay. Yarno, can you figure out what the hell the whole business is with the shard? It seems, you know those necklaces that we've been seeing around?
Oh, yeah, I hate those things.
Yeah, these have similar magic, so.
Oh,
the khaki and dress shirt necklaces?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the lame necklaces.
Yeah.
Yarno has like a little eyeglass thing that kind of retracts further and further down. He zooms in on
spy
it.
Spy kids.
A little, exactly. It's very spy kids. It zooms in a little crystal and he's like, oh yeah, this is dork magic, all right.
I knew it.
If anybody put one of these on, they'd turn into one of those schlubs in a minute, probably. That's why the hell is the king trying to pull this shit?
They've infiltrated.
He might not know.
The king's been dorked up.
He's all dorked up.
He could be dorked up, or he might not know. It could, if it was his advisors, they could have.
Oh, he's got
slipped.
A Jafar?
Yeah.
What about Janir?
Yeah.
I don't get that reference, man.
All right. I'm writing down Janir. As is a fucking great name.
Well, you know, Jafar, Janir,
Ja over there.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
My God.
Thank
you.
Ja all over the place.
His advisors have been jawing all over the court.
There's Ja.
Sorry, Harvard.
It's all right. I see Yarno's like, all right, we gotta have to figure out what the hell they're making these fucking things. Let's fucking rob this quarry, boys.
Hell yeah.
Yarno, can you remove the, you know, the dark part of this so we can still use the bracelets?
Oh, yeah.
To make it
good
look
idea.
Like
filtration time.
Like when we go, we have the bracelets, but you know.
This is a rocking good time when we show up. Perfect. Act all dorky.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I can definitely, I can work on that.
I refuse to sell out, man.
I'll actually have my kobolds work on it. I want to meet this Kiki.
Well, it makes sense.
Claps his hands, and a couple of these little kobold scouts kind of scrounge up, and they grab the box. And make sure Gammy gets one when we're done. She's like, oh, come on, give me some.
Gammy, why do you want them so bad?
They look cool on my wrists.
Gammy does love accessorizing.
She is so vain.
Is this Gammy the taco maker?
No.
Oh.
That's Maumeen.
That's my mom. Grandma.
I have a lot of matriarchs in this campaign so far.
You can see Mean Gene Ghost, Yutuluk, and he's like, there's a lot of fuckery about. All right. Well, if we get all these crystals out of the bands, maybe me and a couple of the wardens can join you guys at this battle of the bands, so you have some backup in the crowd.
Yeah, just a heads up, I've learned the forbidden note. I'm also a Bapu Gol, whatever that is. Beat the shit out of Gulp.
Mean Gene hugs you.
With so many words I don't understand.
Mean Gene hugs you with more love and affection than you have ever received from him.
What is this feeling?
I've never been more proud of you.
Oh my God.
Are you the reason he smells so bad and his pants are brown?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He spilled his chowder all over the place.
This is a beautiful day. This has been a beautiful week. Minus our town being destroyed in the grove, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's just...
Yeah.
I was really so worried. Things have been really... Kind of turning around. Oh, okay, I won't, you know, slow you guys up anymore. You got some... thieving to do, it sounds like.
Yeah,
so.
Big heist.
Well, enjoy your big heist, boys. We will be here to support you, and we'll see you at the Battle of the Bands tomorrow, it sounds like, with our new jewelry.
Yeah, bring clean pants.
You can see that there is...
It's like the new break a leg.
See, Uncle Gulp is like this mix of, like, impressed and also intimidated. Like, it's weirdly threatening to tell someone they better bring clean pants to something.
Oh, use the way of the plane is unnatural.
All right, and we will cut a little bit ahead. We'll say you guys with Yarno coast in Glebnor boat back to the Ebon Den. You guys have now made this trip so many times. It's nothing.
I'm going to try and high-five Craig.
Me too. All high-five Craig.
Yeah,
Craig's like, what are you guys doing? He puts his hand up instinctively as you guys all in the line. Everyone give me an acrobatics or athletics check.
Oh, dirty 20.
25.
Jesus.
The highest you guys have ever rolled collectively is to high-five a disgruntled dock worker.
Brighten up his day, man.
Okay, you know what? Fuck, this is good. Yeah, this
Come
is
on,
cool.
Craig.
Okay.
Yeah, Craig.
Right, Craig, we'll see you at the Battle of Bands, okay. Right, man?
I'll be there. Fucking whatever. Yeah. Pull in. Pull
Yo,
in.
Wick, down low.
Gotcha. Just a little, fiery down low on the way out. Jesus Christ, you guys are maniacs. Okay. Yarno in tow, you guys make your way to the nest to meet back. And you can see waiting outside the small bookshop front, you can see the shadow in cloaked. And everyone give me a perception check.
7. 20. 30.
Nat 1.
16.
Cosmo and Glebnor, you clock it immediately. He's just hiding behind a barrel. And as you approach, he's like, Glebnor, you old so-and-so.
I would like to sneak up behind him.
Go for it.
I think Theo got scared because in Nat 1, he didn't see anybody, and yeah. Then he heard a noise. What? Who said that?
26.
Yeah. You can see he's like, after our last bout, I've improved my skills. I can now hide as a bonus action. Okay. Right behind him, a little pseudopod. Oh, okay. Well, one more of our legendary duels in the books. All right.
You win this round.
I have...
made your false identities. I have some disguise kits as well, compliments of the guild.
He pulls out some little dwarven disguises. For you taller fellows, he has these sort of like flickering red, like kind of flashy outfits that are,
he's like, it'll make you look like a fire genasi because it'll be red and bright.
You're not confident in this at all. Go for it. Yes.
I'd like to inspect his disguise.
His disguise kits?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
17. How good is it?
It could do the trick.
Is it going to be better than me using shape self?
You using disguise self would 100% be better.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, but for them, these disguise kits, they're passable.
How's it going to look on me as a big red devil man?
He like looks you up and down and is like, I have a hood. And takes a cloak out and it's like,
if you plop it over, maybe they'll think you have like really high hair or I don't know. Don't worry, my masterful fake IDs are going to work wonderfully. No one will even know you're coming.
What about me?
Well done, the shadow.
I'm a fish.
You're short.
You're short, like a dwarven stature. You can blend right in.
They just look at the height? Not even a face?
Well, we're going to use these disguise kits to do a little bit of makeup, and we'll really zhuzh you guys up. It'll be fine.
A whole makeover?
My delicious feathery mullet back to a beard, because I assume dwarves have beards.
Of course.
You still have the fucking feathers.
He hasn't sneezed yet.
He doesn't know how.
Oh, no, wait. No, I snot rocketed that guy out. Not a sneeze. Still got the feathers.
Yeah. Ooh, someone almost caught me in a plot hole.
Yeah. Actually, at episode 14, Lenore shouldn't have had the beard anymore.
You can see Yarno looks up at you. Theon is like,
is this guy a good rogue or what are we? Is he?
No.
Okay.
He's doing his best.
He's working on it.
He's a level one, you know.
Okay.
He's just starting out.
I'm actually level.
Like in universe, like if we had to assign a level to his skill.
Yeah. He's a novice.
He's like, actually, on a scale of 1 to 20, I'm a 2 now.
Yeah, you can bonus action.
I collected some experience.
And you guys look at these fake IDs. Everybody give me an investigation check.
3.
9.
1.
Looks
nat
good.
20 for a 21.
Cool. For the nat 20, your ID says that you're a fire genasi. Called Flame McBlaze. You get the only cool one. So you guys shuffle through. Who got the nat 1?
I got a 2 minus a 2. 1.
Okay, 4-1. Okay. Your 1, he's like, this is my most deaf disguise yet. It just says Flood Jefferson.
You know, that tracks.
F-L-U-D-D.
I got a 3.
Oh, perfect. You're Gertrude Van Housen.
Gertrude's a girl's name.
Oh, fuck. Are
you not a girl?
Your hair was so lovely. I just got distracted. It was long and I'm sorry. Well, I'm sure if with a sachet, you could maybe make it work.
Fine.
And Glebnor.
I got a 9.
Don't you worry, Glebnor. Check this one out. It just says Schlebnor.
Yes! Easy to remember.
Sounds dwarvish, right? Probably.
Yes. I thought they were grunty people, but sure.
Yeah, sure. Okay. You guys couldn't be more set up for success. This is going to go great. And who is your little kobold friend?
Oh, hi. I'm Yarno. I would like to meet this Miss Kiki just to discuss some business opportunities or ways I could help or assist.
Ah, I'll bring you inside. And we'll leave
she's you expecting him.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. Well, I'll leave you boys to the shadows. We're going to make a perception check.
5?
6?
5?
9.
He's improving.
He's getting so good at this. So proud.
You can see he's like, yes. He's here in the alley somewhere behind you. All right. Nice.
Talk to Kiki with Yarno real quick?
Yeah,
I'm not going to stay. I just need to.
Do the intros? Sure.
Wait, before Yarno. Yarno, you got any more grenades?
No, I'm working on it. I need more Dreadsteel.
Oh, okay.
Should I go with?
Yeah.
As a ambassador to the rogues?
Sure.
Probably.
Guess me and Gertrude will hang out.
Gertie!
I'm going to kill the shadows. So,
how's it going, Gertz?
Listen here, chaps.
It's Flood Jefferson.
All right.
Sorry. Flood Jefferson.
Don't inflate your chest.
Yeah, it's weird.
You guys
inflate those butts.
Okay.
Right. You guys inside the nest, you can see you're led down a series of winding cool stairs, shadowy hallways, weird portrait door, just a bunch of magic bullshit to make this place look even sneakier. You guys make your way in finally, and Kiki's like,
oh, hello. I was counting my gems.
I think Kiki kind of sounds like that. We're going to go with it. It's fine.
Yeah. Long time no see.
It's been, I think, like a day, right?
It's just a thing I say sometimes.
Okay. Is everything going well? Is the plan afoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's this little dragon man you brought me?
This is Yarno. This is the guy we were telling you about with some business opportunities. He was working up in Tidegold. So we figured getting, you know, a face-to-face meeting with you would be good while we're off doing our heist. You can work out some things with him.
Madam Kikimora, it is a pleasure.
He does a little bow and kisses her on her big clawed foot.
She's like, oh, a gentleman, finally. All right, well, you have the portable hole, right? You're going to get me my big gem, my big lovely shiny gem.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
Done deal.
Well, I'll discuss things with your fine little fellow here. I have a lot of ideas about different ways we could coordinate on some fun stuff. So yeah, I just have a lot here.
He starts like pulling out a notebook. I'll make an insight check real quick on Yarno, if you would.
7.
He's like just very nervous.
Ah, no, it's cool.
And, anything else, guys, with Kiki?
Yeah, I'm gonna, since I know Kiki knows that I have a gun now. Hey, Kiki, you got anything that'll, like, muffle a noise on this thing?
So, that's a very good idea, yes. It's gonna be pretty loud if you fire that thing.
Yeah, and, you know, that's my main defense is a good offense, so.
And I suppose I can give you a piece of your new weapon early, as long as you return it.
She goes over to the pistol on the wall, unscrews a silencer off of the end of it, and slides it across the table to you. We'll say this is a silencer for your gun. bonus action to put it on gives you advantage on stealth checks when firing it.
Gotcha.
To do it in a sneakier way. Mm-hmm. Still, you know, a silencer makes a noise, but it's not going to be ringing through the caverns of my underground city. So good call.
All right.
That's why he's the god.
Yeah.
Good plans.
All right. You got anything you need, Glebnor?
I'm thinking. Is there this billowing cape here?
Uh-huh.
Any way you can maybe zhuzh it up with some extra sneakiness?
I mean, it would take a bit. I can't just enchant it.
Can you, though, enchant it?
I suppose.
I'm going to leave you the billowing cape. I don't really use it too much.
You haven't been enjoying the billowing?
I will once we're on stage.
Okay, fine. That's fair. well, I suppose I'll try to have something for you by tomorrow, right?
I mean, yeah. I've got to come back anyways.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, good luck, Glebnor. Good luck, Sleevely. Bring me back a big gem.
I'm going to
watch the play gem.
Give her, like, a finger gun, because now I know what that is.
She puts up her, like, clawed...
Trying to get it going.
Picks up her clawed bird hand and just kind of points at you with it.
Like this? Am I doing it?
Kinda. We'll work on it later.
Okay, all right. Go steal things from me now.
Church of Sleevely!
Some of these little raven folk in Kenku are, like, just kind of pushing you guys out the building now. Yeah, and you guys meet up back in the alleyway. You have, like, I'd say, Cosmo, you know where the gate into the next district would be, so you can just make a survival check if you want to lead these guys to the first checkpoint.
Right on. And I, again, make note of everywhere we go.
Okay, Urchin, I see you.
Ooh, 5.
Okay, yeah, you guys do get up to this gate.
Still
but
frustrated,
like,
over the Gertrude thing?
Yeah, kind of come up with like cool nicknames for it.
Gertie.
Gertz.
As you guys approach, there is there's like a checkpoint into the next district of the city near the, you know, border of the Hellion Quarter. And as you guys approach it, there's kind of like a line of these crystalline firebelly that are kind of going back home to their upper district. Let's go ahead and get some disguise kit checks.
I'm just going to use disguise self.
You can just use disguise self. Make yourself look however you want. So I think disguise kit, I think I'll need to let you do performance or sleight of hand. And I guess performance would be like how zhuzhed up it is. Sleight of hand is how well you put the outfit together, I guess.
25.
Okay.
If I have proficiency in disguise kits, do I add my proficiency bonus to whatever the role is?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Got a 7 sleight of hand.
Okay.
I kind of like
his costume's on backwards.
Throw the like a sash over the bottom part of my face. Yep. My eyes are all very feminine and sexy.
Yeah, you have like big, really nice eyelashes. Yeah, yeah.
24 sleight of hand.
Okay, ooh. Yeah. You two, you look.
Daddy, you bring up the rear.
You like are able to kind of like fashion like what was kind of like a rough disguise kit into like a pretty like badass looking fire genasi outfit. And with a bit of makeup in the kit, you're able to kind of like redden up your skin a little bit to kind of make it match. And you look over and Cosmo looks good. really rocking this outfit, has covered his face in a way that just his beautiful eyes are showing. They're dark and mysterious with strands of his long black hair coming out. Glebnor has...
Glebnor... Good job, Gert.
Glebnor has shifted into his dwarf form.
Firebelly.
Yeah, firebellied up. And Toluga,
it's just been so long since I actually wore clothes.
You have an interesting shape for your body. I know, I've had to draw it. it's a little too bulbous at the top, and the dwarven like shirt they made doesn't go all the way down, kind of, so your stomach's kind of sticking out a little. You don't look great. You might have a little bit more trouble. I'm going to give you disadvantage on deception checks to make it past this gate, unfortunately.
What if we cut the shirt to make it look like a crop top and we kind of like draw muscles on so it looks like he's been working out? Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. I will let you roll. Okay. I'll have Rich, you're going to do it. So you're going to roll a 20 and then you can add your proficiency bonus to it.
Just a straight 20?
Straight 20. We'll say you weren't trying to be a 13.
I got a 13 on the dice.
Okay.
And with proficiency, that's 16.
After a little bit more work, working on his outfit, you now just look like a dwarven bodybuilder. you have like painted on abs.
And, God, I feel so fit.
A little dwarven crop top. It looks better. It's still kind of distracting, but it looks better. It looks better. And as you guys approach this like kind of crowd, you can see there's a dwarven guy. He's a guard. He's kind of like a shaved crystal head and got like a kind of braided crystal beard. He's waiting with like a little clipboard and he has like a little scanning magic device and he's scanning people's ID cards as they walk into the next quarter.
Oh, no.
We're going to go. This will be how you guys want to do this. You make a group deception check. Or one of you can kind of truck all of the deception checks.
What is everybody's deception at?
I have a +5.
Well, that's good.
I got a +0.
I'm a +2.
I'm a +0.
So.
Trucking it all?
Trucking it all.
All right.
Okay. Keep on trucking.
So, you approach. Give me.
Hello, sir.
You got
my
this,
name
Gertrude.
Is Gertrude.
I'm going to give
Eric,
him
you
guidance.
Can't give me a nat 20 performance before you've rolled. Go ahead and make the first deception check.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to give him guidance.
Okay, going to add a d4 on top.
Oof, 12 total.
With
plus
a d4?
The d4. That's a 15 total.
Okay. He's like, oh, hello, madame. I like your husky voice.
Oh, you big meanie.
Oh, he's a crazy lady. Who is your entourage? And he looks at this kind of motley crew behind you.
Oh, just the normal riffraff trying to get through.
Oh, yeah. Fuck these guys, am I right? No, okay. So, where are you heading on this fine evening? He tries to adjust himself to, like, lean on his little podium.
Oh, you man. We're trying... It's the gate to what the...
To the next quarter.
Yeah, all right.
The dwarven quarter. You can see he's definitely ignoring the bumps in your hood that are over your thing. He's really zoned in on other parts of your body.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking brutal. We have business in the quarter.
Ah, the quarter. Yes, this one, which I also have not named yet. It is a fine quarter. Oh, sure. Give me one more deception check for this guy. Yeah.
We like to keep things private, and that's a 23 total.
Of course, you and this riffraff, come right in, shop, enjoy, zhuzh yourself up.
Oh, you zhuzh yourself.
Okay, all right, I get off in a couple hours if you wanted to maybe
Oh, you'll get off earlier than that, I know. Oh!
Unbelievable. You guys make it past this first checkpoint and enter into the quarter. Let's give it a name, shall we? think of a combination of cool sounding dwarf words. What do we got? Let's workshop it together.
Yeah.
I didn't write it down.
The foundry.
Okay, yeah.
Something.
Okay, perfect. Firebelly Foundry. How about that?
There we go.
There we go.
Right on.
So, in the quarter of the Firebeller Fire.
Otherwise known as the quarter.
As the quarter for the locals. as you approach into this new quarter, right off the bat, you notice that the temperature is a bit warmer here. And as you approach, there at the center of this district, there are these constant, ever-burning furnaces pumping out dwarven steel, dwarven weapons, armor. And you can see there's a lot more fire genasi in this quarter. There are these like long, typically like long, thin, kind of wispy looking kind of people. Deep red skin. Some of them have like bits of flame coming off their hair. They're all wearing like tank tops, and like it's a much more of like a, I'm trying to think of like the vibe I'm trying to put out here. It's like
beach volleyball.
It's like Miami, kind of like underground Miami in this little quarter.
That crop top is suddenly like,
yeah. You look around and you're like, you are really blending in, Deluga. There's a bunch of like buff dwarfs in crop tops, like going to like, you know, yoga class. Like it's a much more, dare I say, gentrified part of this city.
A little more affluent.
Yes. Everyone,
don't discount sandwich shops in this quarter.
No, all the sandwiches here.
Where can a guy score a scotch tape sandwich around here?
Can I get a group survival check as you guys kind of navigate this new district?
14?
19.
That one?
12.
Immediately, Cosmo, you are surrounded by these fucking hipster posers. And you have never been more out of your element.
This is everything I hate.
The facade almost slips as you walk by like a bunch of dwarves just drinking like hot little like magic lattes.
Fucking losers. Sorry.
Keep it together, Gert.
Sorry.
There's like a couple.
Sorry.
There's like fire genasi girls like taking like selfies of themselves on these like little crystal phones, and just they like just last for a second. The minor illusion fades away.
Grab onto Theo's shoulder like really tight, like
he has regerts.
Lots of regerts with Gert.
You good back there, Gert?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
As you guys are moving through this strange new place, Theo, you just catch there is a sign that leads to Grimrock Quarry. You can tell that this is a part of the city where a lot of the mining is done. Minerals will then move across town to these forges.
Probably going to like try and signal to everyone to like, you know, walk that way.
And actually, as you're like checking out this sign, everybody give me a perception or investigation check while you're all around here.
7 perception.
7.
10. Another nat 1.
There's a bunch of wanted posters on the board. You guys all walk by, but for you, the listening audience, you can see that on these wanted posters is, in all manners of drunkenness and undress, our party, with wanted signs that say for stealing Krizik property. And there's just all these confused wanted posters. There's one of like Glebnor's wanted poster is just a green square. There's like a little drawing. It's like an art class like charcoal drawing of Teluga's ass, like, really classy as he was running away. There's a weird sketch of Theo with his ponytail missing, like turning around a corner, going to run away, and Cosmo fully hammered, cackling in his. But you guys don't notice any of that. You're just wandering down the street, having a good old time. And I guess, yeah, you'll kind of just make it up into this more, I guess it's kind of like a warehouse district.
The meatpacking district?
Yeah. Yeah, think of like a business park, kind of.
Ugh.
Lots of different warehouses. And as you guys approach, let's just get one more group perception check.
15?
11?
21?
5?
Cool. Theo and Glebnor, as you guys kind of pulling up, you can notice that there's a lot of these firebelly dwarves seem to be like leaving their shift as it's getting a little bit later in the day. And as they're leaving, you're kind of able to blend into the crowd and get closer to these warehouse districts. And you can see down in the bowl of this quarry, there's steam heat everywhere. It's really like still kind of like damp and sticky down here. As you guys get closer, can I just get one more deception check from the group? As the heat may be getting to affect some of your disguises.
Can I get advantage because I'm disguised?
Yes, you're disguised up. Yeah.
12.
4.
12.
7.
Okay.
Can I give myself guidance?
You can give yourself guidance, sure.
Okay. Maybe we could bump it up a bit. 16 now.
Okay. As you guys are approaching, you're able to, like, none of these doors guys have all worked a full shift, so they're kind of just leaving the quarry. But with the heat, some of the makeup and clothes you guys have worn is starting to run a little bit.
I'm getting melty.
You're getting a little damp, and yeah, Cosmo, your like mascara is just like running into your like face covering. Yeah, Theo, you're like the red paint you would put on is starting to like drip down your face as you guys approach. And down at the bottom of this quarry, you can see there is one large warehouse. And can I get my Tidigal crew to make a perception check to see if you notice one thing?
It's a 10.
16?
9.
Glebnor, you can see that spray painted in Thieves' Cant on the side of this building is like Krizik's logo, like in graffiti, on the side of this warehouse.
Dirty.
Yes?
Yes?
See that bullshit on the side of the warehouse?
No.
Based on my role, no.
Look closer.
I telescope my eyes. I do make hand binoculars to look at the side of
it. It looks like that shit that was on those fucking guys that ruined our town.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to, like, it's kind of, like, mixed into the graffiti, but when you kind of, like, unfocus your eyes, you can kind of see it now.
It's like a 3D magic eye.
Exactly. and as you're kind of finally able to unfocus your eyes long enough to get the picture to come into focus, yeah, it is a
it's got to be the place
with lightning bolts going through it.
It's got to be the place.
Yeah, it's probably the place.
What happened now?
This is the place.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Stupid Instagram bitches.
So do we just...
Keep it together, man.
Huh? What?
We keep smash it together, and Kerman, like we just kick the door down, throw the hole, push the rock, and then leave.
You know, I love a smash and grab.
I love smash and grab, son.
But this seems like a kill and grab situation.
I mean, that's still we could slide that under the amended smash and grab. We just call it the kill and grab.
1B. We need to figure out where the crystal is within there. We can't just walk in the front door and hope it's just chilling there. Well, no,
maybe
there
a
could
finesse,
be.
Approach.
There could be it innocent could be... people in there. You don't want to just be taking innocent people hostage.
It's a
for Krizik no
warehouse.
Just well, it doesn't mean everyone likes Krizik. You might have to work for him just because that's how things work.
There's people that hate their job at Amazon.
The Amazon Forest of Iona.
Exactly,
that's the one. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. The guys juicing the poison frogs to
this
make
whole
darts.
Time. I was trying to think of what Iona's version of Instagram would be, and I don't have anything. Yet. I'll come up with something. I promise. Crystalgram? You send little crystal pictures of yourself to people?
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I guess I could slip into a vent.
Should I not do the slipping?
Oh, I'm also slippery too now.
We're wicked slippery.
Yeah, we're so slippery.
You have disguise self. What if you disguise yourself as just like...
I can't.
Why?
Because I used it today.
Oh.
I'm already dwarfy.
I could try to deceive our way in.
I can go into a vent. I can sluice in like a little sluicy boy. I'm very sneaky.
So sneaky. And I'm also very persuasive. Maybe we could
do a combination sneak and persuade. Yeah.
What if there's they got any windows? You could just throw me up. I could just fucking flip and see, look in there.
You guys are looking at like what looks like a, it's like a, just a big box warehouse.
Is it like a strip club? There's no windows on the outside?
There are no windows.
Okay.
You would notice vents though. They have to get air in and out of there.
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah.
We could have Gert over here, get us in by saying that we
right,
are
she sucks off the guards
health
and we get
inspectors
through.
Or something.
All right, I'm not down with that. You know,
what was Theo's idea?
So you know, you can talk our way in by needing to see like the foreman or something because we're health inspectors or safety inspectors.
Oh,
some
OSHA.
Kind of
yeah,
know.
Middle ages OSHA.
Yeah.
This is an upper class area. They probably keep things pretty tight.
They got rules.
Regular checks and inspections.
What does OSHA stand for again?
Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think of where I could put any of my stupid fantasy words in there, but
it covers it all.
Pretty buttoned up.
Pretty buttoned up. By the way, I'm not 100% sure if that's what that means. Let us know.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
If you were
construction. You said it with a lot of confidence, so. Yeah.
I used to work in that world.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Can make a perception check, everybody. Is you guys kind of staking out this place? Dwarfs from some of the other from the quarry and from some of the other buildings have left, but
that one
an 11
30 20.
Okay. Glebnor, you're just like really zoned in on the vents, like so much vent thoughts are going through your brain with a nat one. Toluga, you notice that as you guys are kind of staking this place out, a door on the side of the building opens up, and a like dwarven man kind of steps out. He has khakis like up to his nipples, a little white polo on.
Keep it together, Gert.
And it seems like he's just stepped out for a cigarette. He's just smoking at the door.
Hostage time.
I could totally heckle him and bully him into getting us in.
Or I could persuade him to let us in.
Pull up, Theo.
Well, I guess how loud do we want to be before we start this?
Should I?
Not loud. We don't know how deep the score is in this warehouse.
Can I get into a vent?
Yeah.
Should I try? Like, you guys hang back, let me slip in, I'll slip in, slip out, do a little recon.
A little recon might be...
Not a bad idea. Right?
Sure. Yeah. All right. Yeah,
should I try to riz up this...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, let's do a pincer operation.
Yeah.
You can go talk to this little dwarven guy and go ahead. Make a stealth check for me, Glebnor, to sneak up into these vents. Do that first.
12.
Okay. As this guy's like going off for a smoke, he's like, what is that puddle doing? And as he's about to get distracted, you come right up on him, Cosmo.
Hello there.
Oh, hello. Hi.
So you work here?
Yes. Yes, I do. He kind of stands up a little taller. He buttons his polo like the top button.
Oh, from Great Britain, we see.
Can I help you? Are you here? You don't work here, do you? I don't think I've seen you around.
Oh, well, I'm part of the new administration. Just
oh, okay.
Just doing a routine, inspection.
Oh, an inspection.
Something along those lines, but tell me your name.
Oh, I'm Goozen.
Goozen.
Goozen. It's Goozen.
Very good.
My brain always is like, don't say a normal name. Say it worse.
Goozen. Write that down. Never remember that in my fucking life.
Goozen,
yeah.
A pleasure to meet you.
Sure. Are you? You must be. It makes lots of sense to be more precautions taken. Like the event is tomorrow. Can I just see some credentials, or?
Why, certainly. And takes out his Gertrude ID. Do I have
sure,
to check
yeah.
for that?
Looks at it, it's like, no one told me anything about a Gertrude. It's just weird. Make a deception check for me. And you can make another stealth check for me, Glebnor.
17.
I mean, I don't want to get in trouble, so...
17.
Yeah, as he walks you into the warehouse, you slip right in. All right, both of you guys make perception checks for me. I'll tell you what you guys are seeing. Glebner, are you going like up into a vent or you want to go in through the door? All right, cool.
Up into a vent. 9.
11.
Okay.
9. I'm looking through grades.
Yeah, you kind of like, you to get your body through a grate, you kind of have to just like cheese grating yourself through it. And takes a bit and you kind of finally get yourself through. You move around and kind of hear the sound of like, work being done right below you. Actually, I'll say, what'd you get for your perception?
Perception 11.
11. Cosmo, the first thing you notice is that, like, playing over the speakers in this warehouse is like really bad Krizik rock.
Interesting music selection you have here.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's why we're here.
Is that right?
Yeah. You're okay. This way.
Make another deception check for me.
Yeah, I might have given myself away there a little bit.
8. Follow me, Gertrude.
And as you, what are you guys doing outside? If I can just ask.
Theo, I can't be patient like this. We gotta go in. Is the door still open? Did he think to close it?
Well, it would have probably like started to do that. Maybe
stick a foot in there. Here.
Hold on, I'll roll a luck check. I got an 8. The door is
ajar
open just a little bit.
I would have caught that in my inspection.
I mean, it can't hurt to sneak up there and take a peek.
Yes, yeah, sneak. Totally.
We got to stay quiet.
I'm going to still pull my holy symbol so it's just flapping around. Yes, we're sneaking in, all right.
Do I notice
Gertrude's
him?
bullshit deception.
Yeah, I'll say you're in the vents right above.
I'm going to stay on track with him.
Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Just back up.
Cool.
Do I notice Teluga take out the holy symbol and just have it displayed right there?
Doing it sneaky?
I guess so, like, he wouldn't catch on that I definitely want to go in loud.
Perception versus stealth. I love the idea of you two working really hard to, like, keep the cover, and you guys being like, how do we fuck up the cover?
I rolled an 11.
Okay, I rolled a 15.
Okay, you do notice a dangling metal symbol of a gun on Teluga's chest.
I mean, if you remember, he said it was, like, Flavor Flav's clock now.
I mean, you're not going to change your mind. Let's go.
Hell yeah. This is why I love you, Bleebly.
You two can make stealth checks for me now as you kind of follow in after this guard and Gertrude.
Right. It's a 25 stealth.
Damn it, Theo. Cool.
Stealth.
Deception.
9. I've been rolling real low.
Can I try to persuade Guzin to show me the most valuable area?
Sure.
We're going to immediately go to that.
What?
Hey, where's all the goods?
Is that not what this inspection's about? Like,
give me a persuasion check, kind of, you know.
Maybe try and check some railing heights or something first.
You think so?
This man doesn't know OSHA.
This is Cosmo's first heist.
He's a musician.
Yeah.
He's also not the smartest guy. So.
It'd be like, hey, Jeff,
it's a 17. Because I got a plus 10 on persuasion.
Oh, you mean... Okay, so of course. Yeah, you mean the crystal. Yeah, yeah. We have almost all of the bands out and about. The shipments are almost... We got most of them out tonight, so we should be good. We're just kind of wrapping things up. But yeah, I can take it back and show you. There's still a good chunk of it left. And this guy leads you through this warehouse. I need you to make a stealth check for me, though.
Okay.
Because you can see that as you walk through this room, there's more of these, like... just straight dorks seem to be packaging wristbands up into these boxes to deliver.
24 on stealth.
And as you walk by, a shorter goblinoid dork does not notice you. I'll say you notice him. And as you're making Bupkis. Your way past toward the crystal, you can see Spud Bupkis. He has a little bow tie on. His eyes look dead, and he's just packing little crystal bands into this box.
Spud!
I didn't say that out loud. I thought it in my own
You thought it
Gertrude
in your head
voice.
With the Gertrude voice?
So I'm in character.
He's an artiste.
I want to try and clock this.
Yeah, give me a perception check.
14?
Yeah, you can see that there's... this little room has, like, three of these dorky little followers in it. There is one goblin who it seems that has made Cosmo kind of, like, take a second to look at. More
yeah, maybe
once.
I go, like, you're doing good work there.
Yeah, whatever. I'm putting it in the box. Put it in the box. Praise Krizik.
Turn the page. Really? Wash your hands.
You turn the page, and then you wash your hands. Good night. Bupkis at this job.
Putting these little crystal bands into this box. Yeah, you would notice from the vents.
He paused?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What's going on with these two?
What are you two doing? Yeah, you two are sneaking in, and as you make your way into this back room, you two, Theo, like real military style, you like post up at the door with your gun, you're like kind of like sneaking in, and then you just like hear wet fish flippy sounds of like footsteps coming down the hallway after you. Yeah, you got pretty low on that stealth check, didn't you, there, buddy?
Oh yeah.
And
Teluga, we gotta work on getting you like shoes for stealth.
No, I got this. Who's the foreman?
It's going great.
Who's the foreman?
Luckily, because you were just moved into this other chamber, this guard with you does not notice what's going on behind you.
Yeah.
But the little guys at this table that are like packing away these crystal bands look up. You can see that there is a tiefling with like a like perfect little buzz cut and like a white button up shirt. He's got like a like pocket protector and a bunch of coils in it. And he's just like, you can't be in here. We're doing important work. What is this?
Excuse me, I am a part of OSHA. These rails are not to code. If the child came in, you would have slipped through these balusters.
What does that even mean? No, there's no children
there's
in
no
here.
There's no code. You guys are failing code. This building's locked down until we fix this.
Were you with that lady that just came in?
Yes.
Who even are you? What is that guy holding and what is on your shirt?
Well, what is on your shirt in that pocket?
And you can see there's like a dwarven dork at this table looks up and is like, heretics.
Shit, the word's spreading.
I'm gonna need
more like Krizik scum.
I'm going to need Toluga and Bleebly to roll initiative for me. And I'll say, actually, so it's going to be up to you if you want to follow Cosmo into this next room or if you would have stayed back.
As badly as I want to help Daddy, I didn't know he came in the building.
Gotcha.
I've been clocking Cosmo just in case shit pops off with him, so.
I respect your honesty.
Listen, we can't have loose ends, Bleebly. They're going to run and hand these bands out. We got to cut them off.
Who loosened the ends?
Well, they're going to hand these bands out, but now we can stop them from handing out more bands.
We were going to take care of the main source of the bands.
Yes, but they were still packing them, and they could have ran away with them.
I suppose you're right.
How are you two talking?
Good. I'm talking...
Son, don't you... long-distance sidebar.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, the long-distance sidebar thing I probably will allow.
The sky sidebar.
They've got two cans and a string.
Exactly.
How did you know? Like,
sorry, sidebar.
Sidebar. I don't know how this woman is so alluring.
For some reason, it's like dwarf kryptonite.
I have like a like I probably could have come up with a better like cute girls.
No,
voice,
you couldn't.
But...
Southern debutante is way funnier. All right, what did we get for initiative, Toluga and Theo?
23.
Yeah, 8.
Okay. So, Spud Bupkis will be the first to act. Dead-eyed.
Wait a minute. Isn't Spud in the next room over with us?
No.
Spud we kept moving?
They
so
kept
we
moving
were,
past
oh,
him.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Toluga and Theo, can you guys actually give me a real quick perception check, if you would?
Oh my god, I've been rolling so
5.
11.
Saving for the battle. I thought Kimmy was the other...
Kimmy's already been
you guys already rested.
No, I know, but she's the other tiefling, right?
No, it's a male tiefling in this room. Oh. These are just two more people that are.
Okay. I think the guy with the buzz cut is Damien.
Damien?
Damien Blacksong.
No, Damien's a he's not a tiefling, he's a like a dark elf.
Yeah.
These are just these two dorks are just two random
dorks.
These guys probably lost their cool hair in that barbershop and are now in the same situation.
No.
And I would say with an 11, you notice all three of these guys have little crystal pendant necklaces on.
Toluga, hit the pendants.
All right. They explode. You guys don't know that, though, because you can't hear me.
I mean, we do know they explode.
Yeah, you were there.
I mean, yeah, but he's going to punch them no matter what. I'm shooting from a distance.
I mean, I do have a crossbow.
I also say if you guys want to try like knock these guys out without dealing with the crystals, also an option.
No, I want to break the crystals.
No, we're breaking. You guys are so funny. Like, oh, there's a really loud explosive thing in this room. Fuck it. For the stealth mission? Let's do it.
Remember that silencer I picked up? Fuck it.
How strong can Guzin possibly be?
Yeah, these guys... yeah, not really. So, all right. So Spud is going to go first. And you can see Spud is like, I don't enjoy this. He picks up a crossbow and just tries to fire it at you, Theo.
They don't know who Spud is, though.
They don't know who Spud is. You just see a goblin with a crossbow.
When I did the stealth check and I ran up military style, would I have taken cover to try and stay hidden?
Yeah, I'll see. We'll give you like half cover.
Okay.
Give you like kind of in the doorway.
So my AC would be currently 20.
Okay. He's going to hit, unfortunately.
Oh.
What a jerk.
Spud popping off.
12 points of piercing damage.
Don't hurt my Spud.
He's just like... You can see that he looks so unenthusiastic about this. He pulls a crossbow up and just reflexively fires it like you in the shoulder with like an arrow that dings in there.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
Yep. And that is now going to be your turn, Theo.
How close are all three of them to each other?
They're all sitting at a table. So they're all within 5 feet of each other. We'll say you're about 15 feet back.
Here comes the grenade.
We'll say you're about 15 feet back in the doorway. Toluga walked in, so he's about maybe 10 feet away from them.
Toluga, duck.
Okay, and then, where?
I'm going to shoot the... at this point, I'm just going to shoot the hand mortar at him.
Oh, God, I forgot I can't do that.
Not Bupkis.
I'm going to put a violent shot into
it. No, the non-lethal hand mortar.
Yeah, famously.
Soapy's a hardy Bupkis.
Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does not hit Spud.
You're wearing khakis.
You can see you fire it at Spud. He like catches the mortar in the air and he's like, sorry. He's like plops it on the ground.
I'll do it again.
Yeah, go for it.
Because I have two attacks.
Yeah, everyone's level 5 now. I forgot about that.
Does a 20 hit him?
Shit, yes.
So it's 6 fighter damage. And then everyone in 5 feet has to make a dexterity saving throw. What's 8 plus 7? That's
15.
15. So they get a beat of 15.
My dorks both failed.
Are they on fire now?
They take 1 point of fire damage. So that hand mortar's doing great right now.
They get singed lightly.
You lose their eyebrows.
Yeah, you can see Spud catches the mortar and kind of like throws it on the ground. And then like you like plop him with another one, and like little bits of fire just kind of lick off. And he's just like... Sure.
And then bonus action, I'm gonna put the silencer on the other gun.
Little late.
Now that you've shot a cannon off.
Hey, I was trying to take out multiple people for Toluga, but it just didn't work.
Toluga, that is your turn.
Theo, we already blew the cover, right? Totally blown? Or you think we're still stealthy?
I still have enough persuasion that I could possibly keep
there's any
goozing.
Chance that
so
anyone's
I, like,
gonna...
I pull out the grenade. So like no or yes?
I'd save that.
Okay.
How loud was the mortar going off?
It's a great question. Let me get like... It seems weird to ask for a stealth check on a mortar. Because it's like, it's not like you could be like, I'm going to shoot this so quiet.
maybe a luck check?
Yeah, let's go with straight luck check. We'll see. Higher... roll a bit higher. Maybe they haven't noticed it yet.
14.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a warehouse. A lot of things go bing, bang,
and there
bong.
You can definitely still hear, there are like industrial sounds still coming through this warehouse. In the cacophony of it, you may have gotten away with it. It sounds like.
Okay, all right. I'll save it.
But if you want, you can make a perception check, Glebnor.
See if I
Cosmo.
Could differentiate.
Yep, to see if you guys notice the sound of bleebly explosives.
The bleeb.
That's a 19?
Yeah.
Oh, am I perceiving that?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, just see if you notice that there's nonsense.
Another one. Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's ignore those bleeply sounds.
I'm rolling where it counts. Like, if I don't notice an explosion, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, plausible deniability. Like, what was that?
You can see, Guzin's just like boring you, like telling you about the facility. He's like, we were able to really retrofit this for our purposes so quickly. It's really impressive. Our railings are totally up to code. If anyone says anything about the railings, trust me, they're fine.
Oh, right. Someone will say something about it, I assure you.
Glebnor, what would you like to do with this newfound knowledge before Toluga takes his turn?
I don't know. Guzin seems to be fully stupid.
Enraptured with Gertrude.
So I might be able to swing back and get Daddy some help, but
sure.
I don't know what's in the crystal room. I'm going to stay with Cosmo.
Okay. Cool.
I think Daddy and Bleebly can handle themselves.
Okay.
It shows growth.
It's just the trust between father and son.
That's it. Toluga, go ahead.
So I want to angle myself so I can Burning Hands all of them.
Okay. You definitely can. Yeah. They're, I think literally the way I described the room, they're literally like sitting in a triangle formation in front of you. So totally.
Would the Burning Hands also hit the little bracelets?
On the table?
Yes.
Maybe. They're like boxed up, so you might burn the boxes.
Let's see, what are the boxes made out of?
They're just like little wood boxes. I mean,
tinder boxes, some might say.
Good kindling, even?
I will get to that problem when we get there. How about that?
All right,
so how about that?
It's a DC 14 dex save.
Okay.
And I'll roll the damage for 10.
Cool. You can see the tiefling dweeb in front of you kind of is like, I was made of the fire. You just like blast him with fire. He resists fire damage, yeah. Unfortunately. Other guy fails. And you can see Spud like doesn't even try. Spud's just like, go ahead.
I'm over this.
Flames. Make an insight check actually on Spud if you would. 8. It's hard to read that little Spud. He seems like really not into this fight.
Would Cosmo have mentioned when, like, when Kimmy became found out, would he have been like, hey, yeah, there's two other, like, people. One
practice.
Was a goblin, one yeah. was a dark elf.
Yeah.
Would he have mentioned them?
That sounds fair.
Right?
That sounds fair to
during
assume.
And would Tuluga remember the way Kimmy reacted in her fight?
Yeah.
Well, you guys should know that you're involved. They're under the influence of this mind crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have
just maybe
two people
a little more.
Now. Yeah. Like, hey, if you take the crystal off them, it'll break it. You know that. And it depends on how long they've been wearing it to whether or not they'll be able to. Like, the first guy you guys encountered with it, once that crystal was broken, he popped right back up and was back to normal. Kimmy had it on a lot longer, so she's still in her coma state. Hard to tell with Spud. He seems like he's not enjoying it. He's having a hard time conforming, if that makes sense.
That's my Spud.
And then how much damage is that? I'm sorry.
It was 10,
right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So yeah, the dwarf is like, ow! You just burn him a little bit.
I guess in the meantime, I'd also like to run up so I'm like in 5 feet of all of them. So if they do try to run, I could slap them.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you get in range for like an opportunity attack?
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, you run up on these Jamokes. Spud is going to try to resist here. He's going to make a wisdom saving throw.
Do I notice him resisting? Could I guidance Spud?
If you would like to make an insight check, you can.
12?
Yeah, you can see he's definitely, like, these other two were, like, really enthusiastic to battle you, and they're the ones that noticed the Blee Blee symbol and reacted poorly to it. Spud seems to be kind of fighting it, and as it is his turn now, he unfortunately succumbs to the crystal. He's going to rush at you, Tuluga, and he has these two little drumsticks he pulls out of his back pocket, and he's going to start, like, whacking you with them.
Don't do it.
Oh, God, a 20 and a 22.
Well,
he did it.
He totally did it.
You take 14 bludgeoning damage, and he's like, I take no pleasure in this. Just starts wailing.
Ow! Nice drum beat, but come on, man.
That will be Theo.
Do I notice him fighting it up, like trying to fight it off?
You make an insight check for me. Also, we'll call it a 13.
Nope, that's a 4.
Yeah, you're like, this goblin's out of his fucking mind. He just runs up and starts wailing on Tuluga with these drumsticks.
And I'm assuming his back is to me at this point, so I can't shoot his crystal.
Yeah, he would have run up, and he's kind of like almost like jumping onto Tuluga to hit him. I mean, Tuluga's only not that much bigger than him, but yeah. He's kind of like wailing on him. And there are the two of these Krizik dorks are in front of you. They look to be focusing on you.
I'm going to... Can I shoot the crystal that's on one of these guys?
Yeah, go for it.
24.
24 hits. That's
good shooting.
Yeah. He's really good at it.
It's almost like it's his thing.
It's 11 damage.
Okay. So I didn't want to make it so that every enemy in this game, if you shot their crystal, it would blow up and kill everyone.
Oh,
so there are damage thresholds on these crystals. To hit the crystal, 15 AC. You have to do more than 10 damage to break it in one turn, in like one maneuver. You just did 11. You see this dwarven crystal, it shatters. He had like a weird little haircut that turns back into a mohawk. You can see that like his tight, like his dwarven beard was like really tightly wound, and it kind of unloosens. And the little polo he was wearing turns into a cool like leather vest. He just falls unconscious with his crystal broken.
All right. And then second shot, I'm going to try to do the same thing to the, what is he?
Fire tiefling.
Or tiefling. Yep. That's what it was. Nope. That's a nat one.
Okay. Yeah.
So that'll, the gun misfires.
Oh, cool. And you guys see, I don't think it's happened yet in this campaign, nope. Has it? Yeah. Blee Blee's gun jams.
Oh, no.
As he goes to fire the tiefling. He like lines him up perfect, and the tiefling like instinctively goes to block the crystal. And as he does, the gun jams.
So he doesn't get his hands shot off.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is just the regular gun, not the hand mortar.
Thank God.
I know, but like if he was, if he put his hands in front of the crystal and you shot them, that would be a bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wouldn't be playing in the Battle of the Bands, I'll tell you that much. Sweet. All right. That is Tuluga.
All right. Well, little green man, that really hurt. So I'm going to punch your crystal now.
Go ahead.
22.
22 hits.
6 damage.
You like crack it, and he's like, oh no, what'll I do?
Bonus action unarmed. 10.
10's gonna miss. Yeah. He bats you away. And I'm gonna need another. Let me get a stealth check from Tuluga. And one from Theo also. Theo, you can make this with advantage because you used a silencer on it.
20. Dirty.
Cool.
23.
Okay. Can I get a perception check from Glebnor and Cosmo in the next room?
I ain't heard shit. It's a 4.
14.
Loud warehouse noises as you approach this center chamber. You don't hear the fight going on, unfortunately. But you see Guzin is just like, and here it is, the whole center of the operation. You can see that there is this big glowing green emerald in the center of the room. And it looks like half of it has been like chipped off. And they've used half of this crystal to make all of these little wristbands and necklaces.
Is it just me and Guzin in this room
now?
It's
just you and Guzin in this room.
I'm in the vents.
You can make a perception check to see if you see Glebnor.
Well, I would have known that he was like
following you.
Following,
yeah.
Right? But yeah. Yeah.
So who has the portable hole? Is it Glebnor?
8.
Or is he?
Theo's got it. I'm going to push my eyes through the vent and wink.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. You're like looking for Glebnor all around, and then you look up and see like one little eyeball come out of the ceiling and wink at you.
Can we try to subdue Guzin?
Yeah, sure. You guys want to do a little tag team operation here?
Right. Wait. Is that the idea here?
Hold on. I want to make sure. Are we the only ones in the room?
Yeah, this room appears completely empty.
Oh, then appears. Yeah, I'm going to cape down on top of him and try and grapple him.
Sure.
But like completely
encompass him.
Like muffle him.
Yeah, sure.
So what do you want from me?
Athletics check.
Can he beat an 8?
You get a 17.
He's
like, I promise. That's not. That's up to code. He sees goo pouring out of the ceiling. What?
I'm gonna play goo.
What is that? You cannot point at me across this fucking table and say I'm gonna play goo.
I just stay a puddle, as to not blow my cover.
Like it just dripped down on.
Like I just fell out of the fucking vent. Like there was some goo in the vent, and now I'm just
some casual vent goo. Is going awful.
Yeah, and now he can play off that and be like, "What the fuck is this?"
Okay. Can I get a deception check with advantage, Glebnor? He's like, I promise that's we were completely up to code. I don't know what that is. Maybe a
13?
Maybe some kind of slime got in or something. He's like grabs a broom and he's trying to like poke at the ceiling, but it's too fire. He's like,
Guzin, I'm very disappointed in this result.
No, I promise. Maybe it's some kind of weird discharge from the crystal or something. I don't know. It's
discharge? Any discharge should be disposed of properly, not dripping from the ceiling.
Give me a deception check.
Gonna play goo.
Yeah. Oh, that's another 8.
Oh, no!
I'm getting a little suspicious here. This isn't Seabright. Who are you with again? OSHA? This doesn't sound like... did you plant this goo here to make us fail the inspection?
You dare accuse me?
Okay.
Sorry, that fucking got me.
Can I roll a stealth check to up behind him?
Give me a stealth check.
He's going off the rails.
Should have just went in loud.
You accuse me.
At 20.
The 29 total.
Yeah. He's like really completely flustered. He's like, doesn't know what to do.
He's like in my face.
Yeah, he's like, I think you planted it. And then he looks, he's like, and that puddle, where'd the puddle go?
I want a Vulcan nerf pinch him.
Okay. I want you to tell me how mechanically you think that's going to happen.
So he thinks I'm a puddle.
Uh-huh.
He's busy. He's distracted.
So distracted.
Arguing with Gertie.
True.
100%. Yep.
I'm going to turn into... Well, a dwarf now. I guess I have disguise self on. Behind him.
Uh-huh.
And use my new dwarf hand to pinch him. Vulcan nerve pinch him so he passes out. You know what a Vulcan nerve pinch is. Everyone does.
I'm well aware. I also know. Doesn't really work in real life. It works in the context of Star
Trek. Good thing this isn't real life.
Okay. If you would like to make an unarmed strike to do non-lethal bludgeoning damage, you could attempt to do that. Or you could, how about this? Make an attack roll. Let's start there. How about that?
What kind of attack roll?
What do you add when you roll a great axe? It's like a plus 4, plus 5, something like that?
6.
Plus 6. Okay, roll a d20, add 6 to it.
I also have minor illusion here too, so.
17.
Okay, you're gonna grip him. Okay, so let's do, how do I adjudicate this? Because I have to make it so that you can't just do it all the time. But it is very funny to mid-conversation a puddle knocks this guy out with a nerf pinch.
A con save, man?
I'll make a con save. How about that?
Yeah, that's good.
That sounds fair. This is like basically fighting against paralysis. Okay. I rolled a 16. He has plus one to con for a 17.
Oh, meets it. Beats it.
So I will let you make an athletic check now to go try to get above that 17. If you want, you can go into a rage and give yourself advantage.
I'm raging. The raging Cajun.
14. It's like, stop touching my neck. What is it? And then before this completely blows up in everyone's face, let's cut back over to the actual battle. You can see that Tiefling is like, you'll never get my crystal. And like runs at you. He's going to.
Runs at who?
Taluga. Theo. You're the one that tried to shoot him in the chest.
Does he leave?
Yeah, go ahead and make an opportunity attack.
I opportunity attack the crystal or just him?
I'm going to say just him.
Just him? All right, why not?
Break his legs.
All right. 13?
13 does hit. Right. These guys are wearing khakis. They have 12 armor class. That's how I figured.
Another 6 damage.
Okay, tight. This guy's going to bonus action, vicious mockery, Theo.
You are a heretic and a fool, and your gun has jammed.
How does he know what a gun is?
Yeah. And that device has jammed.
Word's getting around about you, Blee Blee. You're becoming stronger.
Make a DC 13 wisdom saving throw, if you would.
14.
You do not take 2 psychic damage.
I'm just like, yeah, I guess it does. I mean, I'll fix it.
I'm going to stab you first. He has a little crystal dagger.
He can't make it to me. He's got sentinels. Sentinel.
Yes, I do.
I hate that you took Sentinel.
I love that I took Sentinel.
I hate it. He's going to try to stab you with a crystal dagger.
That's fair. I get it.
You got a net one.
Does the crystal dagger shatter?
He has a multi-attack. He's going to go for it again.
It's a 9.
God, you suck.
Why? You've stuck me here. I'm going to stab that guy. I don't want to stab you.
Trying to get
Why are
away.
You stabbing at all? You're just bad at it.
Krizik wills it.
Krizik is bad.
Krizik sucks.
Yeah, Krizik ain't cool.
You are heathens. Back up to Spud.
Don't do it, Spud.
I'm so sorry.
Come on, man. Don't do it, little man.
It's what Krizik wills. He's in a drum, yeah. It's a 15 on the first one.
That misses. You suck.
14 on the second one.
Man, you're terrible.
This isn't my best work. It's like a really boring drum pattern. It's like...
Look what Krizik is doing to you.
I know.
Don't rub it in.
Not to Spud.
Of anyone.
Theo, that is you.
All right. So I'm going to try and fix the gun.
Go for it.
So I have to, I believe, beat the... Yeah, 8 plus the misfire score with a Tinkerer's Tools check. So that's a d20. Since I'm proficient with Tinkerer's Tools, it's add proficiency
yep,
bonus?
Yep, add proficiency bonus, yep. Okay.
Nope.
Gun is still jammed, unfortunately. Is that an action?
Yeah, I believe it is an action to
cool.
do.
Cool, you still have your bonus action and your movement. As the gun is like hissing with this weird arcane energy, if you're trying to fix it mid combat, you see this like this fucking tiefling was trying to run at you with a dagger, but Taluga's grabbed them and they're kind of fighting now.
Taluga, you keep doing that. I'm fixing this. I'll get back to you.
No, I got it.
And I'm gonna duck down from where I was and just sit down and try.
You've gone crisscross applesauce on my battlefield.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Taluga, that is you.
Little green man.
Yeah.
You really don't seem like you're in this. And your drum beats have been getting worse, so I'm just going to keep punching your crystal, all right?
Oh, no, not that. He's like leaning forward. Kind of in the way of it.
That's 13. That punch won't hit, huh?
Unfortunately, I have a 16 armor class.
And what if I try it again?
Go for it.
All right, I got a 17 this time.
Break it, please.
Here we go.
Take my eyes, but not share it.
7.
You did 6 last time, right?
Yeah.
You see you finally, he like leans forward and just shatters on his chest. He gets real dizzy. He doesn't actually pass out though. You see he kind of just goes to one knee. And as he's there, his like slicked back goblin hair turns into this spiky red mohawk. The like little dainty bracelets he was wearing with like little Krizik heads on them turn into like spiked armbands, and his like real tight, ill-fitting pants turn back into shredded jeans. He's like, "Yeah, Bupkis!"
What's a Bupkis?
I am Bupkis! Awesome. That is my dork. He is going to keep trying to stab Toluga.
Don't do it.
No, what have you done? Spud was so promising. He's going to try to attack you with his dagger twice.
Don't do it.
Fuck me. 14 and a 12.
I'm just too slippery for you.
You're very wet.
I am the Bapu Gol.
Stab you. That is Spud's turn. Spud is going to go into a rage with his bonus action.
Oh, shit.
Just losing his mind. He leaps on the other tiefling and is just hammering his crystal with his like drumsticks. Let me just make two attacks here. Spud Bupkis. Maybe the best NPC name I've ever
heard. What, better than Guzin?
Guzin. Shut up.
Or Genry?
G-O with a long line over it.
And you can see Spud on this, on top of this tiefling, just unloads drum beats. It's like really heavy metal fucking like bass kick, and it just shatters the crystal. Yeah. And this tiefling goes unconscious with like a little bit of a mullet and a little jean jacket. Is knocked out on the floor. In the other room, what are you two maniacs doing?
As he's rolling like, initiative, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, how about this? Both of you guys make a perception check as it comes up to you.
20, dirty.
13.
As you're trying to like calm down this dwarven guy and you're trying to grapple him, Glebnor, you look up and a like dwarven crystal mage like opens the door like in the bathroom. It's like you're going to hear a toilet flush and then the door
opens.
I knew
there was going to be someone else in here.
And you can see that this crystal mage, it actually is a one of the like more lava skinned dwarves.
I look like a fire belly dwarf.
They have a long crystal staff. I think you look like goo right now because you just flopped out of a ceiling. Actually, no, you formed back up.
Form back up.
They have a crystal staff. You can see a Krizik necklace dangles from their chest. They have a bald dwarven head and that like just like that magma rock volcanic glass beard. And they look at two of you and they're like,
"What? This guy's trying to renounce Krizik."
"What?
You heard me? He brought us in here. He's trying to steal the crystal. Get him!"
Deception check.
20.
Guzin. You.
That's right. I'm here to inspect, and he's been awful this whole time.
Another deception check.
18.
Guzin, I knew you were traitorous, foul kin. He's gonna catch magic.
Take him out of here.
He's gonna cast magic missile at third level. Shards of like crystal glass spray into Guzin. He's like blood is pouring out of his neck.
Oh
and chest.
Oh my god.
Yes. He falls on his stomach, blood pouring everywhere, and that's where we're gonna end the episode, because I need to figure out what the fuck you maniacs are gonna do next time. Thank you all for listening to Dicey Situations. As our, it was a pleasure, a joy. Fucking keep it dicey, gang.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.